Okay, yeah, that's a bit of news there. While we set up Atlas Zero, a three-piece alternative rock dark pop band from Cork. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for making the journey up today. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Cian, the lead guitarist.
Right.
I'm Dan, lead singer.
And I'm Mark, I play drums.
And how long have you been collectively Atlas Zero?
Well, we came up with the name, I suppose, only recent enough, about a year and a half ago, was it?
About that.
Yeah, we've been playing together though a long while, past like 5 years
but
now, I think.
Is it really only been a serious thing in the last maybe year and a half?
Yeah, so we kind of put our heads down and started working on some songs, you know, pretty much then, and it's been going well.
So we're recording a lot at home now, and we're hoping to get some gigs lined up soon.
Yeah, we're in the studio.
And now is, you know, when you sort of have to put the spade work in and get on the road and travel those miles and get the word out there,
that's
isn't
the thing,
it?
Like, we travelled there from Cork here, like, yesterday, so on the long driving hours, but, you know, I love it, like, you know, so.
But look where you're coming to, Donegal, you know, you can have a...
love the scenery. It's
don't rush amazing, back, you know what I mean, you know, enjoy it.
It's great, it's absolutely great.
Yeah. It's about getting the fan base built up now.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't fully rely on the internet, social media and what have you. You do have to put the legwork in, as we say.
We kind of thought that we could just, you know, put a few songs up online.
Yeah,
You know,
magically
would be
famous overnight, you know. We
know you really have to put in the shift.
You need to put in the groundwork, you know. You have to, I think, social media gets so far, like, we have done a lot of it, and we see, like, your numbers do start to kind of level out a lot, and there's only so much your numbers will jump by putting up, you know, content and stuff like that. So you really have to get on the road, don't kind of start playing shows and start getting our name a bit more out there, you know.
And labelling, someone has to do it, I suppose, but alternative rock brackets dark pop, is that advantageous, or is that who you are, or perhaps maybe it should be a suck it and see and let the audience decide? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, if we've had a hard time kind of
defining your genre.
Because
I've seen you described somewhere as a boy band now. I don't know who put that on the internet, but I mean...
There you go. So everyone's into their own interpretation of it, really, you know, because there's a lot of different elements, so it's in the songs, you know, there's you know, it's kind of hard rock with the guitars, and you got the pop melodies.
So we always have, like, a metal-style mix, but then we have pop melodies with, you know, full 30-piece orchestras recording in the background. So it is tough to define what the genre is.
That's
very cliche to say that, even. But I don't know. If you check us out on Facebook anyway, you'll probably agree with us. Hopefully.
Well, they're going to check you out on Highland Radio very shortly.
So.
Indeed. You know. We were chatting earlier on to a great local brand, Spring Tides. They've got a brilliant catalogue of music, and they're just waiting to get to the next stage. And we were talking about airplay, you know, and we do as much as we can up here to support Irish music, you know. A lot of our programme, well, is all that, really, to some extent. What's the situation in Cork and national? Is it difficult to get your stuff out in the airwaves?
Yeah, it is, because, like, you know, coming from Cork, you know, the big stations, you know, they're kind of more inclined to play more commercially viable music, you know, kind of chart music, and that's definitely a trend around a lot of the big stations, as well as, you know, original music from Ireland, you know, I don't think it's getting pushed as much as it should be, and it's difficult for local bands to get onto these, into the mainstream eye kind of a bit more.
It is. I mean, even any kind of venues, a lot of them would want covers.
Yeah, cover bands is a big thing, so it's very
original
hard,
stuff.
Yeah, break in with your original music. You know, they don't know who you are. You know, they check you out and stuff. So,
and if you start on this journey, you have to be true to yourself too, don't you? And your material and the ethos, and that's what got you together. And I suppose that's what I mean. You can't
completely.
I give Ed Sheeran a bit of a hard time in this program, but, you know, you can't just fall back on his catalogue of music to try and entertain the crowd.
You have to stand on your own, you know, like, if you're going to be a musician, I suppose you've got to put your best foot forward with your own, you know, material and stuff, you know, a cover, you know, artists will kind of take you so far, you know.
And it breaks my heart that, you know, that is what's seen as, you know.
It is, you know, it's riding on the coattails of other artists a little bit, you know, I suppose, you know, the cover bands. And yeah, it's a great way, you know, you can make decent money off, and I suppose we're just taking the harder road.
There's no shame in that game either, if that's what you're at, but you know what I mean. You know, if you're putting the effort into writing your stuff, creating the music to back it up, do you know what I mean? Putting stuff together to go up online on YouTube. I don't know if you're doing videos and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, it does take an awful lot of effort. What is the process you go through with creating music? Is it a joint venture?
That's a good question.
Is there a...
Well, I'm the songwriter, so I would kind of come up with a melody. Like, I come up with most of the ideas, say, for the melody, but then I bring it to the lads, and then we work on it together. I think it's a very collective process.
To a certain extent.
Well, let's see how collective it is. Let's see how collective it is. Do you allow them to alter the lyrics at all?
Oh, God, no.
Well, that's how collective that is, isn't it? Right, you're going to do a couple for us, aren't you? So maybe we'll crack on with something. What's this you're going to play for us now?
This song is called 13.
And is this new? Is this?
It's I wrote it about 2 years ago.
Brilliant.
It's a song about bad luck and good luck.
And do these songs evolve over year? You know what I mean?
They do.
Oh, yeah.
They do,
because, you know, even in my studio now, you know, I've upgraded stuff and I've gotten some lovely, lovely pieces of outboard hardware, like the stuff you have here now.
This is all going out in 2 weeks, thank God.
Yeah, the quality gets better, I suppose. In the,
if you're looking for a desk, this will be favourable.
Right. maybe.
No, well, listen, we have to accommodate, we have to need more space for the stuff we're doing, live music and other things as well. Yeah. So
we need more space. We're recording in like a 10 by 8 room.
Yeah, literally 10 by 8, drunk and crammed in there. Yeah.
I don't care how good of friends you are, 10 by 8 will test your resolve
on it. Yeah, we have to take a break every hour because we actually get dizzy from lack of oxygen.
It goes to your head.
That's
not a joke.
I know the feeling. I'm kind of getting dizzy now. I'd stick the aircon on, but it'd be like percussion, so I'm not going to. Right then, so this is, sorry, what did you say it was again?
The song is called 13.
Okay, take it away, lads. This is Atlas Zero from Cork to Donegal.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's not the new beginning, this is the start of the end. It's not the new beginning, yeah, I'm in.